Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter or send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. Kieran wonders, this is just the Mount Trumpmore thing we were talking about. Don't the Russians claim part of that ice? I think lots of people do. 400 grand for a block of ice. The money will literally just melt away. Well, it will. I mean, the block of ice will. But obviously, as you can imagine, they'd have to, you know, have to get a ship and all these people out to this block of ice with all the equipment and do that. Plus, they are going to make a documentary about it. Plus, I imagine they're going to leave some crew there to take pictures of its melting. Because I suppose it's those images of its melting that will be perhaps the most powerful part of it. Could you imagine you're on a cruise and this giant head of Trump coming straight for you? I think I'd voluntarily jump ship. Cruises will be going out of their way to have a look at it. Won't they just carve away some of the glacier, meaning it's counterproductive? Says Francis. Well, I suppose it'd fall into the... If it's melting, it's melting anyway. But I see your point there. So it'll melt, there'll be no evidence of it. I think we've dealt with that one. If it's to make a point to Trump, he really won't care. They know that, yeah? If it were any other leader, they might care and listen to their protests, but it's Trump. He really, really doesn't care. That's true. That is true. And he doesn't really understand either. But perhaps, you know, sometimes an image can... such as in the Vietnam War, images change the political narrative, but a massive melting Donald Trump might perhaps make people pause and think, or perhaps, you know, people who already accept climate change might think we'll do a bit more about it. Anyway, Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Good afternoon.
Good Mairead. Afternoon.
Being a forester.
Yes. Can you imagine now? Look, there's a bit of sun out today. I'm here in a white cardi and a tulip-coloured frock. Lots of different colours.
Yes.
You could put me in a patch of tulips now and you wouldn't find me. I'm determined to say that it is summer, right? It is May.
If you say so.
Not wearing black anymore. Yes. but anyway, yeah, there's loads of people looking out the windows of their offices, you know, and they're saying, God, wouldn't I give anything to be working outdoors?
Mm.
And they have an opportunity. They could think about, you don't have to think about farming to work outdoors or working in the construction sector, but... imagine being able to do the planet a bit of good at the same time. You could look at doing forestry. And the first, would you believe it, the first forestry course that was ever set up in Ireland was set up back in 1904. And it was the, it was training as an Irish forester. And it was down in Avondale, actually, was where the first school was set up. And then UCD was established and... well, I mean, it had been there. And it was the College of Science. They operated a degree after that. So from 1927, that went over to the equivalent of UCD. And, you know, you can now, it's not hugely, you know, it's not an enormous level of points. You can actually start at the very bottom level at a level 5 course where, you know, it would be helpful if you'd done the Leaving Cert, but it's not actually required. And you can walk the whole way up through level 5, level 6, level 7, level 8, up to a level 9 honours degree. So everybody, if you're starting at the entry level, like doing, you know, coming in straight from Leaving Cert, or, you know, maybe you've been doing something else for the last 10 years, maybe you don't have a Leaving Cert, but you're interested in forestry, you're interested in working out in the open, you can apply, and anyone who applies will be interviewed. So it's you know, the course is very practical orientated. There's a lot of science subjects in it in the first year, a lot of very much forestry stuff in the second year. But then in your third year, it's nearly all out and about, out on the ground, doing the practical stuff that when it comes to forestry management. And there appears to be plenty of jobs in the area. The UCD is doing the level 8 course, the honours degree course there. A lot of research outlets there. You can work in, you know, timber production. You can work in, you know, forestry management. There's jobs right across the world because forestry is forestry. Then Ballyhays College over in County Galway is tied in with Waterford Institute of Technology, and they work together in that you can start level 5 over in Ballyhays, and then if you get a certain standard in your exams, you can move on to do a higher level down in Waterford IT. But, you know, again, if somebody is thinking, you know, a life out in the open, Can you just imagine walking through, managing existing forestry, building up new forests, you know, dealing with the whole environmental fallout, the good and the bad, because, you know, there's that old thing about pine forestry in the past that people hated it, all those conifers. And, you know, now there is more of an attempt being made to put, you know, the broadleaf plantings in as well and to be thinking of the environment. So, you know, it's, you know, somebody gets a job maybe to be planting and managing forests that will be there, you know, hundreds of years after we've all gone.
Yeah.
And they get to do it out in the open. Yeah. And
which might seems nice today.
Yeah, but they're probably, a lot of the planting stuff has to be done indoors.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to drive all those cute kind of, you know, buggies up and down hills and back roads and all the rest of it through forestry. I live in a part of the country now down in West Limerick where a lot of the forestry that was planted maybe 20, 25 years ago even is now being taken out first year. And, you know, there's whole new vistas of countryside opening up. But anyway, it'll be probably all planted again. And, you know, that you won't, you know, those vistas won't be there for too long. But to see a forest that you planted maybe, you know, grow to full maturity.
Yeah.
Or even if it's a deciduous forest that you're managing, like somewhere like Avondale, you know, to see that over hundreds of years, and what has happened over that hundreds of years, and you know, what will happen into the future. There a few weeks ago, this is one little plug-in for a place called Mount Congrove. It's the most gorgeous gardens. Really, they're just fabulous. And they have magnolias and azaleas and rhododendrons. And if you're doing nothing over the bank holiday weekend and you're down that side of the country, you can get the Wild Atlantic Way, not the Wild Atlantic Way, it's the other thing, the Greenway, the Waterford Greenway. You can cycle all the way out of it. You can get the little trains, Puff Puff train brings you out past it. And you can do 5, 10K walks all through these magnolias. There are more magnolias, or there is a better selection of magnolias down in Mount Congrove than there are in Nepal, where they come from.
My word.
The owner has been collecting them, or the late owner had been collecting them for like 60 years there. And it is just magnificent. So right now, they should be nearly reaching their peak, well, between now and the June bank holiday weekend. So well worth a visit.
Mm. You know, it's the next piece we're going to talk about, it is an indication of how Ireland was changed. Because if you have a certain age, you'll remember Cow Jack, who used to be on the telly giving the mart prices and ads for winter scour and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And now this slot that we do with you really is to explain to a largely urban country what's happening in rural Ireland.
Yeah.
And we see now that 1 in 10 Irish people have never been on a farm.
Yeah, there was this idea that all the cultures had come to Dublin and they'd send the kids home to the summer to granny and the aunties and the uncles. And so you grew up on farms in the summer and you lived in Dublin for the school term. But obviously that's not the situation anymore, as people are further and further removed from farming backgrounds. 1 in 10 have never visited a farm. And, like, you know, you think now, I mean, okay, you can understand that maybe in parts of the city of Dublin. But if you go into any village in the countryside, there's loads of kids who are brought up in the village or around the village or on the, you know, what they give out about the planning permission and all that, you know, the ribbon development. And there's land all around them, but they've never actually gone down the road and gone into the farmer's place or had it. So AgriAware, which is a fantastic little organisation that's out to try and build awareness between consumers and farmers. They've set up this first time here in the Republic of Ireland. They do it in the north already, where we have an open day on 4 farms across the country. And they're in Dublin, just upside, or north Dublin. They're out in Fieldstown West. It's on the border between Meath and Dublin. Then John and Anne Coughlin are down in Butterfont in Cork. Porrig and Breach Joyce is over in Castlebar. And Tom and Geraldine Shorter in Newtown on Kennedy. And it's a free day. It's the Monday bank holiday. It's from 11 to 4. Everybody is welcome to visit these farms. There's going to be lots going on. There's a whole kids zone where the kids can milk for 10 cows and they can help to make butter. And, you know, they can just watch everything that's going on. From the parents' point of view, there's going to be the whole idea is from the farm to the fork, and we'll have cookery demonstrations in the different farms. Edward Hayden's going to be out. Catherine Layden, a favourite, is going to be there as well. Sharon Hearn-Smith. So, you know, that's happening on the farms as well. Plus, there'll be a lot of talk about the machinery. The whole farm safety stuff is all going to be talked about. But just their farmers, these farmers are inviting you in to their farms. They'll stand there and they'll show you what they're doing and they'll talk to you about the business and they'll talk to you about the way they care for stuff, for their animals, and, you know, what the weather has been like for the last year. You know, everything is up for grabs. So you'll find lots about it on www.agriaware.ie. And I'm only kind of touching the surface of what's going to be happening. So it's a trial run for doing this.
And are these real farms or are they kind of like tourist farms?
No, good God, no. They're absolutely the farms, the Tom and Geraldine Short in Newtown Mount Kennedy, they have lamb, turkeys and beef cattle. That's not them. That's the McMahons up in North County Dublin. The Shorts have lambs and they have lots of tillage. Mm. And tillage is really difficult at the moment with so little of the crop actually sown. The Joyces are in dairy and beef, and so are the Coughlins down in Waterford in Cork. In a lot of these cases, the farms are in the same family for five and six and seven generations. So there's been a continuity of farmers there farming on that patch of land in that one family. And, you know, I think fair dues to the families. There'd be a whole lot of issues around farm safety and, you know, insurance and all of that sort of stuff.
I would imagine
and
so.
We don't know,
and just the work on the farm must be disrupted by having a load of randomers.
Yeah, but I mean, are they going to have 200 or 2,000 turn up?
Yeah.
So you actually don't know. So there's a big voluntary effort going in as well, because they've been supported by the local IFA. There's volunteers there for parking, for to show people around, to make sure the days run smoothly. And look, if it works, we'll do well. I'm not saying we, but I was chairman of AgriAware once upon a time, and you know, to do more, have more farms in different counties come on board then, and to make this an annual event every year.
Does it matter though? I mean, I don't care how my car was made. You know what I mean? I'm not going to visit, you know, an assembly plant.
I know, but for the amount of, or the numbers of children who, you know, who have no idea that, you know, a milkshake started with a cow, or, you know, that an egg, scrambled eggs actually come out of a chicken, or, you know, really don't make the connection. I think for children, it's important to see it. And I think farmers have nothing to hide as well. And, you know, there can be a lot of very negative talk by people who really don't know any better.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've 123,000 farmers in the country, and there will always be a couple of bad apples. There'll always be a couple of people where the standards aren't good enough. But, I mean, if you saw the work that went into farms in the last couple of months in terms of, you know, safely bringing lambs and calves, and particularly lambs and calves, into the world, and doing it in such a caring way, you know, the vast, vast majority of people really do their best for their livestock, because that's the way it has to be done.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to be able to open the gates and show that is very, very important. You know, I think, you know, in industry, we have kind of open days where kids are brought into the daddy's work or mammy's work and see what they actually do. And I think it'll become as a very pleasant surprise what people do. Out in the zoo now, there's City Farm out there, and it's a really popular resource. Over a million people going through it every year. Airfield Farm as well, out in the Dundrum side of Dublin. You know, they've also a lovely project going there where people can go in and see farming happening. So again, this, as I say, free event. Come along. It's not like a little petting farm.
Yeah.
It's not like that. These are actual commercial farms. This is the first time they will have had groups of total, you know, people who know nothing about farming on the whole visit them. And they're opening the doors and they're saying, call in. Everything on agriaware.ie.
In the minute or so we have left, the weather, despite your denial about what it's really like out there.
Well, I'm doing my best to deny
it. How is that still affecting farmers?
It's absolutely crazy. The dairy guys on both sides of us at home haven't the cows let out yet.
God.
Cows, can you imagine? They're like teenagers looking for the summer break to come. They need to be outside. Like, you've seen, there's so many videos up on YouTube at the moment, if you look around Twitter, of cows getting out the grass, and they're like children. The joy, the absolute fun that they're having. There's huge concern over that. But the big concern as well at the moment is what's happening with the tillage. And extraordinary, it's counties like Cork, Kilkenny, Wexford in particular that are most seriously hurt and hit at the moment. One here, Julian Hayes from Kilkenny, says it's the worst winter followed by the worst spring. Another man, Willie John Keogh from South Wexford, as of now we have virtually nothing sown. Another man, you know, we are, well, this, you know, the farm is split into different ways when they're so behind. And just have to remember, you know, there's a whole kind of follow-on stuff. For every 10 acres of tillage crops that are not grown, these are the barleys and all of this, there's 100 less bales of fodder, big round bales, not a fodder, of bedding, of straw to be produced. And that's going to have a knock-on effect.
Next year then.
And farmers, they can't let, in big parts of the country, they cannot let the animals out because they will just make total muck of the fields and they won't get any more grass off them for a year.
Come on, summer, get a move on. Marae, thanks a million for coming into us. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.